Okay. Well, I would say that I wish you guys missed me, but there are not many of you. So. What you got?
What do you think about how Kai has done? He's kind of like at the 1 year mark since he picked him up off the street, so to speak.
Yep.
I mean, how just feel like he's.
You know, obviously, field goal wise, you can look at the numbers. He's done a phenomenal job for us. He's made some big kicks for us. He's made a lot of kicks for us. And, you know, he's kept us in games. He's helped us win games. So I'm very pleased with where he's at field goal wise. Obviously, the PATs, it's uncanny how many PATs we've missed here in the last 3 years since they changed the rule. But, you know, we got to correct that and not miss anymore because that could come down and bite us at, you know, towards the end of the season. And, you know, every game's close, you know that. So every point counts. Kickoff wise, I think he's kicked off better than a lot of people give him credit for. I really thought going out of last year, at the end of last year, I told him he's a better kickoff specialist than people think he is, and he's done a pretty good job overall this year for us. And there's been a few line drive kicks or a couple miss hits that we have to correct, but I think we're covering. Other than two, we've covered kickoffs very, very well, and we've covered punts very well all season.
When he had to, I mean, he was unemployed last year, just had to work out and wait for a call. It seems like a lot of other guys around the league, injuries or whatever, they just. You know, you can't simulate a game situation when you're working out, right? So,
right.
Do you get a sense for how the challenge of that might have been for him, you know, mid-year last year?
It's like that for guys all the time. I mean,
yeah.
In fact, you know, Marshall Kane just got, you know, he was just signed in Cincinnati for a week or two, however long, until Randy Bullitt comes back from injury. But it's like that for all the kickers, punters, snappers, you know, different positions. Those guys are always working out, always prepared, always ready for any type of workout that, you know, could help them make a team down the line. And
sure.
You can tell the guys when they come to workouts that they haven't been working out a lot lately because they just don't go out and perform very well. So it's especially kicking and punting and even snapping too. It's like golf, but it's like any kind of specialty type of sport. You got to do it a lot. You have to continually work on that if you're going to be good at it, especially for like a workout. You might get called on Monday and come in for a workout on Tuesday.
Mike, is the PAT thing just kind of a mental block or?
It might be. You know, I wish I had a book on that one. I'd probably sell out. I sell a lot of copies. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a 33-yard field goal, and that's kind of the way we've approached it. And, you know, going down the stretch here, that's where we're going to continue to approach it. Just relax. And, you know, Kai's moved from the middle of the field to move it over to the right hash to make him more comfortable, and especially indoors. You know, outdoors might be depending on the wind. But indoors, he likes the right hash, and we're going to keep doing that. And hopefully he'll just continue hitting extra points like he hits field goals.
I've noticed, like, some of his kicks have a little bit of natural bend or slice to it.
And sometimes, yes.
And it's almost like a couple of the extra points that I've missed, maybe they were going to bend at 35 or 36 yards. And would it be possible, like, those would have been good from 40 but not from 33?
It just depends. I mean, if he hits a true ball, he should hit them all right down the middle, to be honest with you, especially with our snapper and holder. And overall, our protection's been good other than the one play at Cleveland, and that was a combination of poor protection and a little bit lower kick.
Okay.
You know, another thing we have to correct. So, you know, bye week last week, it, you know, went back and did a lot of self-scouting and looked at everything that we're doing and the things we have to continue to get better at, the things we have to build on that we're doing well. And
sure.
So I'm excited about the next 8 games. We've got a big one this weekend. I think Washington's outstanding. They're well coached. They've got outstanding special teams, and we've got a great young kicker that filled in. He was a guy that filled in for a hurt guy.
Sure.
Hopkins got hurt, and Rose has come in and done a nice job. And so, you know, we have our work cut out for us, and 1 week at a time. We got to go get this one.
We saw Dallas had that situation where they had to send their safety into emergency kick. A couple weeks ago. Who's your emergency guy?
It'd be Ryan Quigley. He's the emergency kicker, and then Kai would be the emergency punter. They both work on that a little bit on the side. We don't do a lot of teamwork with
makes
it,
sense.
But we would have to prepare them on the sideline. Obviously, if something happened, then you got to go out and do that. And it's something you want to avoid. Obviously, it's not a great situation for the team. But I think Jeff Heath was a guy at Dallas. He did a pretty good job for me.
Do you have a nuclear like apocalyptic option? Position player if for some reason you lost both those guys?
I'd probably ask on the sideline before if we had the second guy go down, we have to ask on the sideline. Anybody done it before? And everybody's kicked and punted. Everybody's been a running back in high school. Everybody can throw the football, so we get that a lot. I get that all the time. Hey, coach, I could be a punter. Okay, sure.
When you did take a look at the stats that you put up at the midpoint, were there a couple that you take the most pride in and a couple you still want to work on?
Yes, that's a very good question. Punt coverage, I think, you know, our net punt is probably in the bottom half of the league stats, but I'm not really worried about that. I'm more concerned about the opportunities that we're not giving our opponents. You know, we've given up, I think, 43 total return yards, and two of those, I think, was 25 of two of the returns. So they're 18 returns, return yards, and another 11, 12 returns, whatever it is. That's outstanding. It's, you know, I think Ryan Quigley's done a good job of directionally playing for us. He's done the things that we've asked him to do, and so I take a lot of pride in that. And I think the other one is just the two kickoff coverages. I'm really disappointed. The one against Tampa and the one against Cleveland is losing leverage and not doing what we're supposed to do. And, you know, we got to play within our scheme, and our schemes aren't difficult. We just do things that keep people off balance. And when we do that, we're really good. And when guys do their job, they're really good. So at the end of the day, if we just keep doing what we're doing, playing sound, keep protecting the punts like we're protecting them, and do the little things better than our opponent, we got a chance to help our team win a lot of games. That's
appreciate
it.
Appreciate it, Mike.
You sure? I can stay out here all day.
I think girls go inside.
I think I'll tap out.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.